This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. A new study from the Kaiser Family Foundation of the 24 counties hit hardest by Hurricane Harvey found two-thirds of all residents suffered property damage, employment disruption, or lost income. And almost half of those affected say they are not getting the help they need, especially housing. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Aransas County, Texas, hugs the Gulf of Mexico coast. It's a vacation spot with trailers plunked down for long fishing weekends. Renee Cartini and her husband, Beau, have lived here full-time for 10 years. He's a fishing guide, and she manages rental property. Their home is gone, wiped out by Harvey. While waiting on an answer about housing from FEMA, they made do with what they had.
You know, the past 3 months, we've lived in a little 17-foot-long travel trailer.
With no running water, no kitchen. Then, after countless phone calls and emails, Renee got word. FEMA was sending them a manufactured housing unit, or MHU. It's a 1,200-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath mobile home, nearly the size of the house they lost.
And the master bedroom, the master bathroom, and of course a huge, nice big closet.
But there are a few strings attached.
We do have to abide by their rules. Keep your house clean. You don't put holes in the wall. They required an inspection once a month just to make sure that you're maintaining the property.
Cartini knows her family's lucky, and she has no idea why her family got this unit when so many other people have nowhere to stay.
I know my neighbors are happy for us, but then it still comes back to they were in the same situation, and when is it going to happen?
Many who got housing assistance are still in hotels, some 30 miles away in Corpus Christi. It's a pain and an added expense to commute. Jan Tracy is a FEMA spokesperson.
Once they're in a hotel, then they start chomping at the bit. We want to get into a more permanent place. But this phase of being in hotels is taking a little bit longer because there's a shortage of rental property.
She says FEMA's moving rental property into the area as fast as it can, 100 of its manufactured units in a two-week stretch. It's also moving in smaller RVs, which are faster to get and easier to set up. But the hurricane knocked out 80% of buildings and homes here. FEMA doesn't expect to fully meet housing demand for at least a year. In Aransas County, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.